T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, everybody. It's Maria Boynton reporting. My guest today is Bianca Keaton. You are chair of the Democratic Party in Gwinnett County.
That is correct. I was elected in December.
Well, congratulations to you. So what are your responsibilities when it comes to politics and getting that political message out there?
Well, one of the first things is to make sure we have candidates running that represent and support our values. But bigger than that is making sure that our values are reflected no matter who's running for office or what's on the ballot. And this time around, we have a transit referendum, a ballot question that would expand MARTA into Gwinnett. And right now, the Democratic Party is all behind that because we are about opportunities for families.
When we talk about expanding MARTA into Gwinnett, now we're talking about MARTA, the transit agency that services areas of Metro Atlanta, and expanding into Gwinnett County has been a point of contention for years. They tried years ago. It was defeated. Now, when we talk about expanding MARTA into Gwinnett, now what services are we referring to?
Well, with this particular referendum, we're talking about bus rapid transit. We're talking about extended bus services in general. We're talking about heavy rail. We're talking about connecting Gwinnett to the rest of the region, the regional transit system. And right now, what we have in Gwinnett is a system that doesn't service very much. There's no weekend service. It only, you know, goes around in Gwinnett, and it doesn't connect to MARTA.
We talk about those who don't want it. There are people who say, I don't want my taxes to go up. And then I talk to some who say it's about more than just your taxes. It's about bringing in jobs. It's about helping people get to and fro more easily. Correct?
Yes. Yes. So the tax question is a little bit complicated. So we're not talking about an overall tax. Okay. We're talking about a consumption-based tax that is a penny on the dollar. And for low-income families that may not have those expendable resources, they're not spending a lot anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you think about, I'm sure you've heard of the poor people's tax.
Yes.
And you recognize that when you're poor, you wind up paying higher costs for services and basic goods that people of a more affluent means will not actually pay because they have access and they have various different opportunities to get what they need. And so in the short term, there will be that extra penny on the dollar that's being spent. But in terms of the overall rewards, they will reap, you know, more than tenfold down the road.
I was looking at your Facebook page and where you were posting the information out there so people would know more about the referendum in itself. And I looked at some of those comments and they seemed to have some racial overtones to them. And some of them were downright mean. I'm just going to say that. Why don't you tell everybody some of the responses you got when you were telling people, hey, you know, this is the referendum as it is. It would expand MARTA into Gwinnett County. What did you think when you started seeing some of the responses you were getting?
So there are people that are like, no. Then there are people that will say that they don't want crime and they don't want illegals and things like that. So they're making the connection between Black, brown, and poor people and saying that they don't want crime, which is totally false. It is absolutely, utterly false. Black, brown, and poor people does not mean crime. It is not a causation. We have very incredible people that cross the spectrum. And crime happens regardless of race, regardless of socioeconomic status. It happens, period. And so we can't blame and criminalize Black, brown, and poor people and then cut off our ability to grow as a county, citing crime, which is essentially a dog whistle.
Now, when people do say, you know, I don't want crime in my neighborhood, MARTA brings crime, what proof do you have otherwise or to counter what they're saying?
There have been some studies done that have shown that there's not a causation there between transit and crime. So in the beginning, you may see some uptick, but it will drop off. And actually, MARTA is the second safest system in our country. So I expect that perhaps that will it's a trend that will continue, and hopefully we can be even better and take the lead nationally.
Well, reports are indicating that the turnout so far in early voting has been pretty good. More than 14,000 people have turned out so far. Of course, the referendum is when March 19th. Do you see the early turnout as being positive?
We're optimistic. I'll say that. We're optimistic. There's no way to tell exactly how this thing is going to go because, you know, although I represent the Democratic Party, this initiative was brought forward by a Republican administration, and it's been backed by some of the most powerful Republicans of our state, and especially in our county. So the DA has gotten behind it, and so has the sheriff. So breaking down some of those false narratives that have dogged the referendum anecdotally. So I do expect that even with the Democrats and Republicans turning out to vote in favor of this thing, that we will pull it out. And Charlotte Nash was said to have said that it will pass, but narrowly. The Gwinnett County Commission chair has said that. So I'm hopeful, but we got to make sure that we turn out and vote. We have to make sure we do that.
And what is the message, again, that you want to get across to those people who have gone to the gutter, so to speak, to talk about how crime is going to come, how they don't want blacks and browns coming into their neighborhood? When it takes a turn like that, what do you say?
I really think that it's unfair to criminalize black, brown, and poor people, and even associating the presence of those with crime. I believe that this referendum will bring about opportunities that Gwinnett is currently missing out on. We've had six Fortune 500 companies to leave Gwinnett over the last few years. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to keep jobs, if we're going to continue to grow where our schools are the best in the state, we have got to make the investments in our county, in our county's infrastructure. And this is one of those critical things that will aid us in that.
Bianca Keaton, chairman of the Democratic Party in Gwinnett County, thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Maria Boynton reporting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.